Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay. I want to begin with the Marashah. Ready? Let's go. Get it down. I should have noticed it myself, but I didn't notice it. Okay? And that is the following. You ready? Tosis di Ramaskil, the Yayin Potokum ni Miyashka, which is the quote of who? Reb Chiya. The third sheet in the world was Reb Chiya, yes? Reb Chiya said, Pas Pat, there's everything Yayin Pat is all Mashkin. And Tosis made a comment, he said, Vle Sikhos Kavose. Why Le Sikhos Kavose? We don't Paskin like him. Shari be Pas Potrosan in Lach Kamoso. We don't Paskin like him regarding Pas. So we don't Paskin the Gabi wine too. Remember he said, Tosis said it was a package deal. Yes? Tosis said it was a package deal. So since Tosis said it was a package deal, Lamaisa, you don't paskin like him on what? On one part of it, Legabi the Pas, you don't paskin like him about Yayin. Lo and behold, you go a few Tosim later, Tosis di Ramaskil Ihachi, yes? Tosis goes along and he starts saying that Lamaisa Yayin is Poto Kolamashkin. The Rosh will call a maskim. A whole big deal about that. Whose psak is that? That's Reb Chiya. So make up your mind. Says the Marashah, Tosis is Soser himself. Let me read the Marashah in one line. Zok the Marashah, Nesgiach Yain, Chulei, V'hashi Yain, Potek, V'nishkashin, Chulei, Akan, Osho, Zoi, Das, HaRosh, Ayin, Shav, Al, Tosis, Le'al, Pasku, Tolok, Reb Chiya, Disfil, Yain, Potek, V'nishkashin, Chulei, Vidok. Vidok means what? Vidok is a good shot. Not always a question. We have to check it out what the parentheses is, but it's a stira. Here you have Tosis Paskel Reb Chiya, Akiva, and earlier Tosis did not Paskel Reb Chiya. So that's what I wanted to begin to share with the Marshal. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
No.
You got everything?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Pshak of the what? Foolish Lady. That's the Pshak. That's the Marshal's aura. Now, the Rosh himself does make a split. And the Rosh says that what? Wine does Pater Kol HaMashkin. He has no problem with it. So the Marashah, Lamaisa, even though we don't Paskin like Reb Chiya, like having the Pas, but Lamaisa, the Rosh has no problem Paskin like him, like having what? Like having the Yayin. So what do you do with the Tosis? The Rosh says we Paskin one part of Reb Chiya. That the Yayin paters other mashkin and the Pas does not. We don't paskin like him regarding Pas. So Tosis seems to be going against this theory. Tosis is all one thing, right? So the Marashah, Lamaisa Poshup Shad, seems to be saying, not the Marashah, that Tsiyun V'Ariz want to say it's not a Echreya that the Halach is not like him, the Gavi Pas, the Halach is not like him, the Yayin. What Tosis means to say is, in the previous Tosis, that don't say the Reb Chiya is a Tana, yes, and the Halach is like him. Because by Pas, we find the Halach is not like him. So that's an indicator that he's not a Tana, and therefore what Levi's indicated he's not a Tana, then also we can understand why the Halach is like, not like him, the Gavi Yayin. That's what the Sefer Tzion of Yara says. You got me? Again, get it down. In other words, when Tosis made his Aura, Tosis wasn't saying necessarily that it's a package deal. What he meant to say is that we see that the fact we don't paskin by pas, we see he's not a Tana. So if we see he's not a Tana, then Lomaisa, we have no problem paskin like him, not paskin like him, we got the Yayin as well. That's what the Tzion V'Haros wants to say shot in the Tosis when the previous Tosis said, oh, we don't paskin Reb Chiya at all. No, we don't. We don't. Remember, there are certain things that pas doesn't pater, right? We learned that. So what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say to you is that Don't interpret Tosfos saying that just because I don't hold like one part of Reb Chiya, I don't hold like him on the other part. You follow me? That's not what Pshat and Tosis is. Because we find a Rishon that makes a split, the Rush. The Rush says we possibly like him, Lagavi Yai. We don't possibly like Lagavi Pas. So what's the Pshat correct way to read Tosfos? What the correct read way of Tosfos is, the fact we don't possibly like Reb Chiya of what? Lagavi Pas is an indicator that he's not a Tana. If he's an indicator that he's not a Tana, then also that means what? We don't have to hold like in the Gavi Yayin also. You follow what I'm saying? But nonetheless, the Marashah points out that there's theory between what? Between the two Tosis. Okay? Fine. Now I want to get to the Halach Lamaisa, which I wanted to see the Mechaber with the details of the Mishnah Berurah, which we must say over now, and then we get to start the next sugya. Yes, go ahead, Nate. Go ahead.
Just quickly before that, I remember the Bahag we were talking about yesterday?
Yes.
It was on the bottom of the Zion Aleph, we were talking about Tosfos first talking about it, and but it was the Bahai and Saf, that's our reviews.
Yes. Excellent, excellent. I mean, we did mention it. I'm proud of you. Very good. You found it. The bottom Taisa, just saying that Taisa Nasan Rogamlil, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean about the revolving door, you mean?
Exactly.
Yes. Excellent. Very good. Proud of you. Very good. Excellent. It was not Pesach. It was the first semester. Excellent. Okay. Now let's get to the Pesach Halacha. Please get this down as we go. The Pesach Halacha for this is found in Siman Kufay and Zayin. So, the Mechaber, when we go like this, Halacha L'maisa, Paskins, like Tyson in a Rush, okay, who says as follows, that the definition of Dvarim Baboy Machim Zasud is like Tyson. Get it down. It means Basar, V'dagim, Beim, V'yarakos, V'gvina, V'daisa, all those good things. That is the definition, Asher, like you did this morning about the Chumash. The same thing. What is the definition of Halacha L'maisa, Dvarim Baboy Machim Zasud? Like who? Like Tyson the Rush, the Mechaber says, Kufayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Not like Rashi, that it's what? Dabra Laf is a pas. Not like the two pshitas we had yesterday about Peiris, remember? We had two pshitas, remember we had the Rashba, 2 days, and then we had those pshitas, 4 pshitas we said. Then we had 2 different pshitas of Kavi Peiris. Peiris you eat with the food, with the bread. Peiris you don't eat with the food. What was the last other pshita? You remember that? What was the other pshita we had from yesterday? You guys remember? We had 4 pshitas about Dvarma Machmas Asuda. Come on, what was the 4 shita? You remember? You guys remember, what was it? What was the other shita? I forgot it myself. Lamaisa. Giving me myself Musar. What was the 4 shita? You guys remember? Yeah. Remember we said the third one was the Paris eat with food. And what was the 4th one? Lamaisa. The 4th one was the Chinuch. Remember the Ra and the Ritva? Who said it meant what? Paris the eat with Sova. You know, like the vegetarians. Who eat it at their main meal, or you have perish shalola. So the Mechaber holds like who? Tosfos and Rush straight up. Classical pshat, that it means meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, gvina, all those things you eat without, even if you don't eat with bread, what's the din? Motzis pater them, and Birkas HaMazon pater them. No bracha before, no bracha afterwards, Shmuel, get it down. That's what the Mechaber writes beferish. Okay? Then the Mechaber continues. What about term shalom machmas asuda? What's that? Like Tain and Valadavim. So who does he pascha like in there? Who does he pascha like in there? You tell me. He passes like Rahu, like Tyson the Rush again. Like Rav Nachman and who else? Rav Nachman and who else was it? Rav Huna. Who says what? What do they say? You require a bracha lifneim, ve'ein tunim bracha acharei. Okay, Rav Shleiman. You listen on the tape, yeah? I'm sorry, Nate. You had a tough night. Shem wrap you, and you'll have good things. Like everyone. Everyone should have the good things. Okay, you got this? So Lamaisa, Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asuda, like the Tainiv Anavim of Chomine Peres, you can eat them straight up without bread, but you require a bracha beforehand, and you don't require a bracha afterwards, benching covers it. Okay. However, you got this so far? You following me? Let's get this. And then he says, what happens if you do the following shtick? In the beginning of the eating, you eat the fruit without bread, and then the end, you eat them with bread. In the beginning, you eat them with bread, and the end, you eat them with bread, in the middle, you eat them straight up. What's the din? No problem. Since they're always being eaten with bread, except in the front end and the back end, Yasher, but in the middle, what? Conquer it! But in the middle, what? In the middle, what's the din? The middle, you're eating the fruit straight up? No problem. You still don't need a bracha because we view that as like kind of lifting. Wait, we kind of use that as lifting. It's kind of guacamole like. Yes.
You eat the fruit without bread
before. No. I mean, the front end you're eating with bread with fruit. The back end you're eating bread with fruit. In the middle you eat the fruit without bread. No problem. In the middle you don't need a bracha lifnayim either. Because we kind of like use it as lifting. It's kind of like you've transformed the fruit into lifting a little bit. Okay. What did you say? No bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Correct. That becomes, you've transformed it into what? Dvarim Shalom Machmas Asuda, into like a liftin.
We're not holding a liftin is the definition of machmas.
And what I meant by liftin is I meant like it's put on the bread. You eat it with the bread. That's what I mean. You're eating it with the bread. That's what I mean to say.
That's still not lifting.
It doesn't make it machmas. Okay, maybe I shouldn't use the expression lifting, but I'm saying you're taking Dvarim Shalom Machmas Asuda and putting them with the bread. So the halach is you don't need a bracha on them beforehand either. But and even if in the middle you're eating them on their own, it's still fine. That's why I says lift and like. Put it in quotes or underline it. You understand what I'm saying by that? Okay? Fine. That's Sif Aleph. Sam, you got this? Please get this down. Now, there are a few Mishnah, I wanted to see all of them. But there are a few I said Befrat. What does Befrat mean? Especially. Especially I wanted you to see. Okay? The ones I wanted you to see especially. You guys remember? What were the ones I wanted you to see have you see especially? Oh, excellent. Let's see, Lamaisa. I want you to see Gimel. I want you to see Gimel, Dalet, and what? Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Okay? So let's see. Oh, actually, it was with Beis. So it was Beis. Beis was Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Okay? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. You guys are trying to throw him under the bus, huh? All right, let's go, guys. All right. First of all, here we go. Mishnah Brura in Sif Gimel says the following. Very important halacha l'maaseh. Sometimes there are guys, and I've seen this at restaurants. Do you know when you wash, they have these baskets with a little piece of bread? So then you have a guy, that's all the guy eats. He doesn't eat any bread the rest of the meal. He has a steak and potatoes and salad. Oh, where's your bread? He ate this a little bit. So Mishnah Brura talks about, let's say a guy only wants to eat the bread in order to potter all the other food. So many Gedol HaRam say, not so simple here. 1 second, they say. The Magen Avraham says, maybe L'maisa doesn't work. It's not shy to say the steak and potatoes are tuffled to the little piece of bread by the sink. Come on. Kol Shekein, if you eat less than a kazayas, that's Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Dalet. That's one side. Please get that. Sam, Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Beis, Sifkan Gimel. Mishnah Brura is quoted from the Magen Avraham. Another good one. That's one side of the suffix. What's the other side? The other side is since the Derech Olmos, Kovei Sudan Pas, it potters in all cases, like a low plug, blanket case. So what do? It's a legitimate suffix. Yes? What do? So he says like this. He says, in his mind, he thinks you should say a shahako or brit pri adam on the steak and potatoes first. Yes? And don't eat the bread at all. Don't wash. Don't wash at all. Do me a favor. Don't wash, he says. If you're just using it to get out of that like that. Unless it's what? Shabbos and Yontif. Unless it's Shabbos and Yontif, we're what? Unless it's Shabbos and Yontif, we're what? What do you say? Ah, excellent. You're on the ball. Every day you could be like this, okay? It's a mitzvah to eat the gazayas. It's considered, everything is considered to be tufel. It's all tufel, l'maisa. Unless it's Shabbos and Yontif. So I want you to get out. Because of the suffering of Magen Avraham, and you should do that when you go to a restaurant. We're learning a lot of new things. Halacha l'maaseh. I was telling my family yesterday about that kiddush thing with the brit pri hagafen with the grape juice. All the years. Now we're learning something new. You go to the restaurant. It's not right. That's all you do. Then don't wash. Don't wash just because everyone else is washing.
I feel like if anybody's washing, then that means you have something to wash for you, like a sandwich.
What I'm telling to you is that's not true. It's not true, Sam. There are a lot of times guys will wash, and that's all the bread they'll have. I don't know, the whole family's washing, whatever it is. I can give you a bunch of scenarios. That's not right. You follow me? Unless it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, where definitely you have to eat bread, and therefore it's not a problem, halacha l'maaseh. Everything's considered tough to it. Okay, that's Sifkan. What'd you say?
What's the side that argues from Magen Avraham?
Lo pluk. Pas is the Derech Olam is the Kaveh Sudan Pas, like they did in Europe. It's a statement. My father, all of a sudden, remember I used to tell you, I used to eat everything with bread.
You said this?
This is the Mishnah Brura, the Magen Avraham has a suffix. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says that they say the Gedol HaKronim, Magen Avraham says that you should avoid this problem and don't eat bread at all. Don't eat it. Don't eat the bread unless it's Shabbos and Yom Tov where there's no suffix at all, where you have to eat bread, so there's no problem.
Who says it's a little
That's the second side of the suffix of the Magen Avraham. It's all the Magen Avraham. He's not sure what the din is, so to avoid it, he says don't eat the bread. Okay, that's Sifkan Gimel. Let's go. Sifkan Dalet. Okay? We got this in Sifkan Dalet. Here we go. Let's get it down. It says in Sifkan Dalet the following. It says that Tainim are what? Dvarim Abayim Shalom Machmas Asuda. Yes? You got this? What do we say at Dvarim Shalom Machmas Asuda? Excellent. Bracha lifneim, like the psak of who? Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Excellent. So he says, because it's lekinuach. It's lekinuach. It's not for what? It's not lasbir. Rav Nevinsol, the great Gaon, points out here, if you have ice cream in a suda, you would say a bracha, because no one has it to fill you up. When you have ice cream in the middle of the suda, it's like the lekinuach, for your palate. Yeah, for your palate. Then he says like this, the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if all the fruits in front of you, when you say amotzi, and they're even cooked? He says the pasta is not pot to them. Now, when you cook fruit, you might say it kind of blends into the meal, no?
Yeah, I've been places where they bring out like in the middle of like the meat and chicken or whatever, like the main course, they have like just like apple crumble type.
Yeah, like tzimis and stuff like that. That's what Mishnah Berurah. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Excellent. So he wants to say, even if it's cooked, no problem. The bread does not cover. It's not shachta the pas.
What?
Yes. If you have separate fruit, even cooked fruit, that's separate fruit, lemaisa, and let's say you had, like Sam brought up, I don't know, it was a fruit thing, that does not blend in with the bread, and therefore what's the din? You need a separate bracha. One second. However, whatever you cook the fruit with the meat, like tzimis a lot. Let's say you cook the prunes with the meat. A lot of times you have like a pot roast. My wife puts you put prunes in it, and you put carrots. Oh, so look, get it down. If you cook the fruit with the meat, it's mashu from many achronim that you still have to say a bracha on them, which is a big chiddush. One second, is a big chiddush. Let's just get it. You ask me, it's a very big chiddush. He says even those fruit. He says the pears are not tuffled to the busser. And he says, there are many Gedol HaKram, so you still need a bracha on that. Who are they? Identify. Let's get that down. Let's identify them. Who is the Gedol HaKram who say this? The Gedol HaKram that say this is Osches in the Magen Avraham, the Balatane Derech HaChaim. You know the Derech HaChaim was. The Senzer Rav. The first Senzer Rav. So the Magen Avraham, the Baal Tanya, Derech HaChaim, Derech HaChaim is the first Senzer Rav. So they say amazing chiddush. I don't care if you cooked it with the meat. You still need aetz. That smack against the Chayadim. The Chayadim says any pears that are cooked with the meat, forget about it. It's tough for the basar. It's subsumed on the basar, and the bread covers the basar. No bracha. Mishnah Berurah points out of my colleagues. Magen Avraham, Baal Tanya, Derech HaChaim against the Chayadim. That's what he presents. Yes, you got this? These are Gedol HaAchronim. One sec, Kiva, we're going to get to you, and then we're going to get to Shmuel. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Please follow this. In the Sefer Yad Ktana, Mishnah Berurah says he found that you should not say a bracha as well, like the Chayadim, for a new theory. But he has a new svara. What's the new svara? He says, when you cook the fruit with the meat, or you cook it with fat and honey, you make it into a tafshel that's called tzimis, or from pears. The whole thing is to blend in mazon. It's not like kinuach. And when you cook it as a cooked dish, like a Torah's tavshil, the Torah's tavshil, like the other tavshilin, he says it's made of lefis, turnips, and vegetables. He says there's no reason to say a bracha. So he agrees with the chayadam with a new svara. What's a svara? That it fits in mazon. The pears lose their uniqueness. What's the pears' uniqueness that it warrants a bracha? Kinuach. It's no longer a kinuach. So I want you to get this. So far, Sam, you got this? Come on. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan 1, Sifkan Dalet, what's he Mechadesh? First Chiddush was in Sifkan Gimel. In Sifkan Dalet, he's Mechadesh, that when it comes to what? Fruit, you always need a bracha, whether it's cooked or not. Even if it's cooked with meat, the Magen Avraham Baal HaTanya, in the Senzer Rav, say what? You need what? You need a bracha of eitz, not tough to the bus, and a smack against the Chayadim. Chayadim says the pears are tough to the bus. Done. There's no bracha needed. Comes along, we'll get to it. Comes along the Yad Ktanim. The Yad Ktanim, Mishnah Berurah says, he found the Yad Ktanim. The Yad Ktanim says, I agree with the Chayadim for a new theory. The new theory is the whole reason why fruit requires a bracha is because of the kinuach. This is no longer a kinuach. It's been made into a tafshil, becomes the mazon. If it becomes the mazon, then therefore there is no problem, halach lamaisa, and therefore there's no bracha. And he concludes, and this is what Sam was asking me, to get out of the suffix, when you want to eat simis, what should you do? When you want to eat simis, what should you do? When you want to eat the simis, what should you do? You should take what? You want to eat simis with peres mivushalim? Take a raw fruit. And you say a what? You say a bracha on them to be moitzi. You say a bracha on them to be moitzi. You say a pre-chai. And you say a bracha on that to be moitzi. And if you don't have a raw fruit, what do? You eat every part of this part, tafshu, with fruit, with bread. Every single part. That's what he paskins like, Sam, halacha l'maisa. To get out of the doubt. Sam, get it down. Get out of the doubt. When you want to eat the tzimis, what do? You eat from the peris of what? You eat from the peris, mevushalim, l'maisa. What do? Do you paskin like the Magen Avraham, Balatani, and Wells, Derechaim, or do you paskin like the Chayot of the Akhtanet? What's the answer? The answer is, I'm not sure. So take some from the fruit, a little bit from a raw fruit, which you know you have to say eitz. Have a eitz on that, have in mind on that. If you don't have a raw fruit, just eat everything with the bread. But ein bechal masha mivin ma'at peiris b'mushal and kinuch hasuda. You know what compote is? My wife makes it on Pesach. It's delicious. Compote, yeah, it's beautiful. It's delicious. And the compote, however you want to pronounce it, compote, he says here. He says, you eat a little, that for sure, Levi, is not bol amazon, it's a kinuach, that for sure needs a bracha. So you have the prunes and everything, and the peaches. First, Akiva, and then Shmuel. Go ahead, Akiva.
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
Number one, why, isn't stimulus usually like carrots? So wouldn't that
be, but there's also fruits.
Also
carrots, fruit. You're right. Adama blends more in.
Carrots,
I don't think would need a bracha.
And then also,
we're going to get to it actually right now, to your question about carrots.
When it comes to salads, people sometimes put fruits in salads during meal.
Yeah, it's a big problem with mice. I say eights on it. My wife puts, grapefruit. What bracha do you say on grapefruits? Eights. What bracha do you say on pineapple?
Adama.
But why is that? Why? Because adama is what? Grow low to the ground? Let's find out why. We gotta find out why over the weekend. Lean there, son. So this is what you got to do. You got it? So we'll get to your carrots question. It's not. I don't think so. Because it's... You're not separating. Just do a fork on the grapefruit, because the fruit doesn't get so integrated. You're picking it out like that, no?
But it's like that. It's
take a little bit of salad with it. It's no problem because you don't need a dumb on the salad.
What if it's with the dressing?
It's okay. It's still going to be IHs. It's a good kasha. It's still going to be IHs. Problem that I thought you were asking me is like this: when you put it in your mouth, you say IHs on the grapefruit. You have a little bit of salad. That doesn't make a difference. Salad doesn't bother me on that because the salad doesn't need a bracha. Yes, Sam, go ahead. I mean, Shmuel, go ahead. Go ahead, Shmuel, what do you say?
I understand. We seem to be choosing which svar we want to use in different...
I don't understand what you mean. You got to be specific. We haven't done that once.
Okay.
Be specific.
No mach, for sure.
We haven't done that once.
Shulchan Aruch defines mach masuda as...
The classical case of Tyson, Muslim. Yes.
Muslim.
Yes.
And now in this last case that we just had, we're defining it as what? We're defining it as...
What do you mean? Last case we're talking about things that are shalom machmas asuda peiris shalom machmas asuda.
Is lefes?
I don't know. Shalom machmas asuda is like tainim
van oven.
Yes.
Then we're saying that the lefes is a pas. I don't understand.
What do you mean? What do you mean lefes is a pas? What do you mean? What do you mean lefes is a pas? What do you mean? The last thing I just said, eat with the bread. When you're eating with the bread, that transforms anything automatically with the bread. Anything you put on the bread will be lefes. If I put the fruit on the bread, it becomes automatically lifted.
But then you're holding by lattes.
No, it means by the everyone holds like that. If I eat every step of the way, if I eat every step of the way, every piece of fruit with the bread, that's not a problem. I won't need a bracha. That everyone agrees
then
with.
We're changing the definition.
We're not changing the definition. That by definition becomes, no, we're not. Because the machlokes is when you're not per se eating with bread. When I eat everything with bread, that's different. Rashi is a separate sheet to lattes besapas. That's what Rashi literally means. It doesn't mean this. Mach masu, we pasen, doesn't mean that. You follow me? That's why he's saying this Yad HaKtana comes up with this svara that if it becomes what? If you make it into a tafshul, now blends into what is called mazon. It's been transformed from what? I'm glad he asked me that. It's been transformed from shadvarim shalom mach masu suda to what? Mach masu suda. Excellent. Well said.
It's still not mazon.
What it is, he says, it's a tafshul becomes mazon. So tafshul becomes muzzle.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. That's the svar of the Atatana. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
Someone taking this question. Salad, like a vegetable salad or something, that's totally fine, right? That's
vegetable. That, if it's vegetables, yurakos, we assume that blends in with the meal. Correct. No problem. Talking about peiris. Another is the problem. Okay, but we're going to get to it now.
What about,
go ahead.
Just really quick. What about, juice, the concentrate? like a pulp or whatever, if you get in the middle.
If you say a bracha, pineapples, brave pri adam, you know there's a syrup in there, covers the syrup. It's tougher than the syrup. The syrup is tougher than the pineapple. You know canned pears? You say, hey, it's tougher. You don't say a shaka on it. It's all tougher.
No,
okay.
No, inside of the like orange juice has sometimes little tiny pieces of oranges in it,
That's shahako. Yeah, that's shahako.
That'd be tuffle
to the bread. Tuffle to the bread.
Yeah. So
you putting orange juice on bread?
I think you're.
You wouldn't need it anyway. You're saying a shahako on oranges. You don't need to say it's on that. Right. Paul, it's all tuffle. Okay, here we go. Lighten up. We got this.
But you have to say shahako on the. The bread doesn't cover the
orange. Everything is
the bread covers all. Of course it does. Okay. He was saying you drank it straight up. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. Next one. Let's go. Sifkat and hay. Ready? Usher, you with me? Sifkat and hay. The Mechaber mentioned, what does it mean when it says mine peiris? What does the whole mine peiris mean? So he points out, Mr. Brewer, Sifkat and hay, same thing applies to lettuce and cucumbers, against what I just said, and squash and cucumbers that are raw, radishes and onions. He says you need to say a brach on them. Whoa. You say, Rebbe, what I just told you guys, you said, Rebbe, you're mamish against the Mishnah Berurah. You're right. I am against the Mishnah Berurah. But what made me say that? Because Rav Nevin saw, Shlita the Great Kohen, on the bottom of the page in the Sefer Yitzchak Yikare, which is his Zaharis, right? Yitzchak Yikare, he says, like we said, Baruch Hashem. Malachos etzlenu yitachen shebederekal yirakos elu boin lamazon lesova. I said to that yesterday. The vegetables blend in as like a side dish, you know, like French fries, you know, mashed potatoes. The vegetables also blend in. The carrots and the tzimis, they blend in. You're not going to need a bracha on the carrots, okay? He argues in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we follow, okay?
Mishnah
Berurah says you would need a bracha. Yes, believe it or not, he says on the raw things you would need it, but Rav Nevinsaw says not the way, and also. What happens if you have the vegetables that are cooked with the basar? They're definitely tuffle. And this is the ABC. I don't know what that theory is in math. A to B, B is to C. Was it transitive? Transitive?
Transitive.
Thank you. He says there's a transitive. What happens if A is tuffle to B and B is tuffle to C? Then A is tuffle to C. That's exactly what he says. Get it down. If you eat, please get that down. If you eat the chazeres or tzona batzel with the basar, so the vegetables, the tzimis is tuffle to the basar is tuffle to the bread. No problem, no bracha. Okay, excellent, guys. That's Sifkat and hay. Let's go now. Viker.
That was
all Sif what? Well, that was calculus one. You get 3 credits of A. Okay, tell the registrar right now. Okay, after Shir, you tell him. Tell him Rabbi Hershey, you get your Yaitse one, calculus one, even though you're a math major, Lomaisa. Even though you're a math major. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Got this? Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Let's go, Sif Beis. What do we got in Sif Beis? Let's go, guys. Here we go. It goes like this. He says the third window. Got it? The third window of Rapapa said that what? You need a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, yes? Problem is, not a problem, the Mechaber speaks so beautifully, he says that meaning only exists by Mea Gemara. That they used to what? That they used to do this. That they used to extend their hands off the bread, they removed the table, and therefore they would eat and fruit and drink, and therefore what do you need? A bracha lifnei bracha achrim. What about on what? Whether it's dvarim shalom machmas or even machmas asuda. I don't care what you're eating in that window. It does not make a difference. The mechaber paskins halacha lemaisa like who? Like Tosfos does not make a difference what you're eating in that window. Tosfos said that. What'd you say? It's not clearly. It's not just Shalom Machmas, even Machmas Asuda. Even Machmas Asuda. Mary Yael like Tyson against Rashi. Rashi said Peiris. Tyson said black on white there. Look what he says. Tyson said black on white there. And they were Masko what? Hilfusa. How came Peiris read? Dvarma Ragilin. Remember how he's Masma that? And he says that window covers everything. Remember? Remember Lachar Asuda? Look at the Tyson Masko Lachar Asuda. Vache Pirusho. Everything that's brought, bain dvarim ragilim, bain dvarim shelo ragilim. Do you see that? Come on, that's how you got to see it when you learn the sugya. Chaver pasuk straight up like Tosfos. That's Sif Beis. Okay, let's go. Sif Gimel, no
ma'isa. Wait, this is just bracha rishon, right?
No, bracha rishon and bracha achron. That's only bismana gemara. But nowadays we don't have that. So what does he say you do nowadays? What do you do nowadays? Nowadays we don't have it. Din zeachar ein matzui beinenu, he says. No one is Moshe Kadena min apas. So what's the din in that case? You guys tell me. What is the din in that case since we're not regin limshuch yadenu? Right? The din would be what? It would depend. Right? It would depend. Allah l'maisa. It would depend. L'maisa. Well, it's all part of the meal. If it's varma machlas asuda, then what? You don't need a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. If it's shalom machlas, you need a bracha before and not a bracha afterwards. Just shifts it. That whole window goes out the window, Akiva. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's what he's saying, Allah l'maisa. It's interesting. I want you to get this down. That the Bir Halacha points out the Masul Mishoch Yadenu, yes? You with me? That whatever you take the coast to say a bracha, that's Esach Hadas. You're done. Even Bizman Hazeh, you're done. If you grab the coast, the bench, that shows you're done. And therefore, if you eat after that time, you're going to eat a bracha beginning and end. Wow, a Birkas HaMazon will not help you. So I want you to get that down. I discussed with you guys 2 days ago, I think it was, that there might be in these small catering halls, they take away the tables. And then when we said a corner of Vosner, maybe what? You should need a bracha before and bracha afterwards. The Bir Halacha gives another case that even when the tables are still there, if you grab the kos and then you change your mind, eat and drink, maybe this also opens up that window. And therefore, l'maisa, you'd have to say a bracha, l'maisa maybe before, and a bracha what? And a bracha afterwards, halacha l'maisa, which is a big, big kiddush. But that's what the Balatanya, the Magen Avraham says, Mashmah, the Magen Avraham. The Myra Mordechai says, no, it cannot be. He says, it cannot be. He says, Dvarim HaMachlas HaSudah, you change your mind, will not have a bracha. Because the Rishonim that say anyway, like you said, Sam, Rashi learns that window is only Dvarim what? Machlas HaSudah anyway, right? I'm sorry. He said that window is only Dvarim Shalom Machlas HaSudah, right? Rashi said it was only Peiris. So the Myra Mordechai says, how can you say like that? So I want you to get that down. So he says that it's not so posh. He says, Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda that you would take after you took the kos, there you would say what? Not to say a bracha. Because the bottom line is because for Rashi. Rashi said, Shmuel, are you with me? Rashi said in that window only includes what? Dvarim Aboy Shalom Machmas Asuda. Machmas Asuda, you won't need a bracha anyway. You remember that? So that's why the Maimar Mordechai argues on this. Who does he argue on? Come on, guys, who does he argue on? Maimar Mordechai argues on who? Like the Magen Avraham, he argues on the Magen Avraham Lomaisa in this din, okay. And the Balatanya he also argues on. He says this. He argues on that. The Balatanya and the Magen Avraham all said beferish that they felt Lomaisa that if you take the coast, that's already too late already, and that's Lomaisa the Mashmah of the Magen Avraham, the Balatanya. They all say you might get your bracha before and bracha afterwards. And the Maimar Mordechai says, that's wrong. Absolutely not. He says, Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda, you should definitely what rely on the Maimar Mordechai. So I want you to get this. So Sharatzin is saying that the Maimar Mordechai argues on everything. Sam, you got this? If I ask you, what's it then if your guy took a kos already? So the Magen Avraham, the Balatani said, that's like you remove the table. If you're going to eat something, you need a bracha rishon and bracha achronim. Bracha rishon is not going to work, correct? Comes along to my Mordechai and says, I disagree with you. Even Bizman Hazeh, it's not anything. That whole thing does not, the whole window does not apply, even if you took the kos. So the Sharatzin, the Mishra Brura writes, the Holy Chafetz Chaim says, I think you should rely on the Maimar Mordechai, but at least by Dvarim HaMachlas HaSudah. By Dvarim HaMachlas HaSudah, you would eat at that time, you should not do a bracha. Because Hare Rashi is the one who says what? Rashi says in that window it only covers what? Dvarim HaMachlas HaSudah. Remember Rashi against Tosis, right? Okay. Fine. That brings us to what? That was Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Let's go, guys. Come on. Sif Gimel. What does he say in Sif Gimel? He says, you're Kovea Liftin Sudas Ala Peiris. What's going on here? Usher asked me in Seder. Liftin Peiris? Liftin Peiris? They're antonyms. No, they're not. This is what I want to bring out to you, Shmuel. You missed this. You take the fruit and make it like a guacamole. You make your fruit like a paste. Doesn't mean physically do it. You're koveya, you're lifting, you're suited to be the peiris. This is the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says this transforms it into Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSudah. I thought peiris or lo machmas HaSudah. That's not if you make him lifting. And even if you eat from the fruit without pas in the beginning, doesn't make a difference. They don't need a bracha lo lifnei v'lo acharei. Even if you had fruit, even if you had fruit in the beginning without the pas, doesn't make a difference. If going forward, I was koveya, I want to announce a new thing. He says, I am introducing not guacamole, not olive dip, not tahina or hummus. I am announcing now fruit paste, whatever it is. Okay, sorry. I thought it'd be a better term, but I couldn't come up with it. Whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, he starts eating it without the fruit. He starts eating the fruit without the bread. And one of my daughters says, Abba, I thought you should make a fruit paste. Look at you. Doesn't make a difference. I made the declaration as long as going viper. After they remind me I do it, it's fine. Yes, go ahead, Sam.
My dessert sometimes, there's a cake or something at home, whatever.
Yes.
And then my mother and my brother also make this jam kind of thing with strawberries or something. But it's mashed up strawberries. Just put it on top of the cake or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So,
If it's like jam, it's going to be tough to the cake. If you guys eat it out of the spoon like that, and then like some guys eat peanut butter, then it would require adoma.
We said that according to someone, even if you eat it out of the spoon, it's still tough. That was their fault, huh?
Yeah, but this is at the end of the meal as a dessert, you told me. The dessert. Dessert's different. Okay, so that's the first sheet in the Mechaber. Of that, if I made fruit pay the fruit, I'm never going to say a brach, even in the beginning, if I didn't eat with the bread. Then yesh cholkin. Aha. What's the yesh cholkin? That if I ate it originally without bread, what does that mean? That shows I'm nothing but a faker. Fruit paste. I keep talking, all I do is a talker. I ended up eating it without bread. So he says, not tough, and therefore I need a bracha. Sharach alavarach alam betchile. I need to have a bracha beforehand, because I was a faker on that lamaisa. If I ate it without pas, if I'm going to eat it without pasim, I said, they're not nasal tafel the suuda, and therefore I need a bracha on them, halacha l'maisa. So therefore, what should you do? You should eat a little bit of the peiris with the pas in the beginning, and even achar kach, you're okay if you don't eat with pas. So remember I told you about, do you have to eat every single piece of fruit with bread? No, so if you eat the beginning with it, it's fine, l'maisa. And even though if you don't end up eating it with bread, and again, it's still considered to be what? I establish it like this, this is the way I'm doing my meal, and therefore, now, even though we said Yochel Dav, you have to eat the pas in the end also in Sif Aleph, that's because the Iker Sud is Mitchilo Rak Al Peiros. That was a fruit meal. If it's a fruit meal, then Lamaisa, the Iker Kviyas Sud Mitchilo Hayar Rak Al Eilu Peiros. Yuchel Lech Alak Al Kliyam Ablo Bracha, Afshin Dait Olem Od Pas. In other words, even though in Sif Aleph, I have to eat the pas, Davka Gamla Besof, here it's different because the Iker Sud is on fruit. If their kasut is on fruit, all I have to do is establish it, have the bread, and therefore that's not considered to be a problem, halach l'maisa. You see, because our meal is a fruit meal. So it's a fruit meal, as long as I establish it with bread, that's fine, l'maisa. I don't have to eat the bread the whole way, halach l'maisa. But if in the beginning, l'maisa, I have to do that. In the beginning, I have to do that, halach l'maisa. That I should make sure if I ate betchila below pas, ein nas in tafel l'asur. Okay, so therefore you need a bracha. It's an interesting thing. Because it shows I'm a faker. So therefore, even though vayta, I eat it with the bread, I still got a separate bracha on the fruit. Okay. That's sif what? Gimel. Last sif, now sif dalet. And then we got to get to the sharatzin over there about the... we got to get the sharatzin in Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay? Let's get this. This is the last sif, Kuf Ayin Zayin, sif hey. Let's go. Let's get moving. So sif dalet. Thank you. Next to last sif. There are five sif. Sif dalet. Even though the pears are not in front of you, b'shah, when you set a bracha on the bread, since they're coming, what? Lafas apas? No problem. Okay, we got that? If I'm a fruit-paste man, even though what? Even though they were in the fridge when I said I'm otzi, doesn't make a difference. L'maisa, the fruit does not recognize as separate and distinct, because I made a whole big deal about a fruit paste, and even though they weren't there, b'shah's bracha, doesn't make a difference. Still good, alach l'maisa. Okay. That's from the Sefer HaParshas. And lastly, in Sif Hei, you got it? Sif Hei, what happens if after I said a bracha on pas, some guy sends me a gift next door? I wasn't relying on it. I don't know, he sends me these unbelievable oranges or pears. What do you say about that? Let's say someone, a friend of mine in the middle of my meal, a neighbor, sends me some stuff. I never realized that they were going to come, never thought they were going to come. Yes? But let's say it's guacamole. Let's say it's guacamole. My friend's wife makes tremendous guacamole, let's say. No one makes better than my wife's guacamole. But let's say in theory, and we made it up, someone in theory did. So what would you say? That stuff is what? That stuff is what? That stuff is, lalafis is a pas, right? But I didn't think it was going to be in my mind he was going to come. What does a machaber say? Nimlach. What's nimlach? You change your mind, therefore you need a brach on it. Wow, that's a big chiddush. Even though they're dvarim abayim machmas asuda, doesn't make a difference. You didn't have it in mind.
Why,
you need a bracha.
Why is this such a chiddush? We already established that you have to have in mind, like here.
I don't know. I would thought that lefis is special. Like you yelled before. You yelled before me and said, Rebbe, it's lafis, lafis.
Yeah, but that's
so who cares whether I know about it or not?
Because that's contingent upon no
I don't know. That's a chiddush. I don't know. That's your chiddush. Boshev shah, lafis abas is toffle the bread no matter what. Who cares whether I had it in mind or not? That's what the Mechaber says. Comes along the Ramah and he says, Lorisin is armizah. I never saw anyone careful with this. He says, after the time, the sus tam dasano amasavainal besudin. You're going to eat whatever is brought to you in the meal, right? Remember I told you about the people that they're not makhna, they're showing bias, right? You know, they eat like tons of kugel and tons of kiddush, chilling at the kiddush. They come home, they're not even hungry. Their wife, you know, works so hard to make a lunch. It causes problems. Believe it or not, unfortunately. Causes problems between them. He doesn't appreciate his wife spends time. So this, he says, the das b'nei adam is that people are going to eat whatever's brought to them on their table. You have in mind, even if a neighbor brings guacamole in there, the motzi covers it. And that's the din. We follow the Ramah, halacha l'maisa. We follow the psak of the Ramah. And therefore, there is no what? There is no problem. You don't say a brach on it. Now, in Sif Aleph, the fruit that was brought doesn't help that you had das on it. All right? Doesn't help, l'maisa, because this stuff is different, because this is what? Malafis is a pasta stuff. This is guacamole. Yes, go ahead, Akiva. What do you say? What did you say? Did I say a mozi already on my own bread? No problem. It's all subsumed. Correct. Well said. Okay. That covers, what'd you say? Go ahead, quick.
No, we had a guy one time that my family invited to Shabbos and he brought like his own Shabbos meal with him.
The whole meal?
You brought like chicken and potatoes.
Really?
And so bizarre.
Was your mom insulted?
Yeah. What?
Was your mom insulted?
No, it was just funny.
Gotcha. Well, I tell you, it's funny you ask this now, but let's just mention it now. My wife asked me yesterday that there's a young woman called to come over for Shabbos. She's a vegan. Now, vegan is different than a vegetarian. You know what a vegan is? They don't eat fish, eggs, anything. I said, my wife says, well, what is she going to make? I said, I don't know. It's your decision if you want to have her. She said, we'll still have her. So I don't know what she's going to... My wife's going to cook whatever she wants. I don't know, but, you know...
Shabbos?
This Friday night, yeah. I'll tell you on Sunday.
No,
she'll make other stuff, but for this girl.
Salad.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Push it, don't know. I said, it's up to you.
So what happened? Aren't you
on Shabbos? It's only Shabbos for the person that can have milchus. Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you have to have meat. The Rav says you have to have meat. Mechaber says wine is enough. Okay, with Shabbos, there are some big Rosh Yeshivas in there, so they have milchus.
Shabbos?
Yes.
Rav Kook is vegetarian
all week until Shabbos. I'm not sure. Rav Kook has all Shtigl Torah that vegetarianism is the ideal. So it's called in Adam Rishon originally couldn't eat meat. There was only Heter of Ilchilus Basa by Noah.
So
he held as the. Many don't like that because you see there's a mitzvah to eat meat. The whole Shiloh and the Gayrus. Let's say you have a vegetarian goy that wants to convert. Maybe that's a problem. Because if they think religiously it's us to eat meat, then they're not makabel mitzvah. Simchas Yontav means according to Rambam, you got to eat meat. So maybe that should block the Gayrus. If he's a vegetarian, just stand for health reasons. But if he holds religiously for that, maybe that blocking, you have to makabel all the mitzvahs if you want to become a Gayr, right? Shmuel, are you getting this down? If you don't makabel all the mitzvahs, not a Gayr. No? Let's say a guy's a vegetarian goy, but he says religiously, for some religious reasons, he feels he can't have meat. How do you fulfill simple stuff, sir? You're not being Makab. Maybe it's your blackest gamers.
There's no
mitzvah
of meat on Shabbos.
No, it's Onig. It's Onig. Correct. It's a din of Onig, not Simcha. So you can have milchus. Correct. Difference is Simcha means meat for yain. According to the Rambam, Makabas is only wine. That Basav is manazeh, yain is Allah Lamais. Rambam says Basav yain. Purim suit, you have to have mish, you have to have basar.
Rebbe has wine like Uncle Mike and stuff?
I try to, yes, I do. I try to. Blinetta. I try to.
Is there a drink on Purim?
I do not get drunk. I drink a little bit extra. Yes, I do drink it, but I do not get drunk. I've never gotten drunk in my life. Lean on her. Yes, never. The Bir Halacha quotes a Chayyim that if a guy gets drunk and he misses Meyer or benching, he says it's a travesty. The whole thing's a travesty, he said. Also, if a guy barfs all over in front of someone's other people, it's Chil Hashem. Okay? The Ramah says you go to sleep. Now, I told you guys, if you need a place, I asked you guys before, if you need a place, you're more than welcome to come. You guys said you had places. I don't know how fun it would be. Well, I said, anyway, a nice meal, we sing a little, you know. And Grammans, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know those. But only remember what I said from Masor from Rabban Soloveitchik. I read it Rabban Soloveitchik. I never go to Linetter. I don't go to plays. What do they call it? Spiels, yeah, because he says, if you're Mavazan Summer Rabban, you have a little chelik and olam haba. So I never go to those. He says, you're not allowed to embarrass someone in public. You lose your chelik and olam haba. Some people use Purim as an excuse. Rabban Vadi has a tshuva like this also. Rabban Vadi has a very scary tshuva about it too. So I never go to those. Whenever you do a joke or something, there's a few rules. He says different. Other Gedolim argue. Other Gedolim argue, and you can hold like that. I'm just saying that was my Rebbe Bar Soloveitchik. Other Gedolim argue on it. But you have to be careful about it, because people try to quote things in jokes, not nice. And number two is, you can't have any preachers. In jokes, you can't have any preachers. The official Shachter said, the great Gadol from Brooklyn, can't have any jokes or preachers. The Gemara says, God forbid, if a guy jokes around about Yoni Tznius, he has 7 years of Tovut Shemaim. Tomorrow, Ksubas Chesem Hashem rips it up in a second. It's scary. If you have 70 years of good and a guy jokes around about Yoni Tznius, it's ripped up immediately. It's very scary.
Wait, what is it in Yoni Tznius? Like,
you know, Chosin and Kala, yeah, things like that. You know, Tznius. When I say Yoni Tznius, I mean things like that, you know. We have to be very careful about that, okay? Never joking around about that. Okay. All right, let's continue now. We finished Kufay and Zayin. Let's go to Kuf Samaches. Let's go. Kuf Samaches. Let's go. Kuf Samaches. There's two types of Nivopel. There's a Nivopel that guys on the regular ones, and then the Nivopel of the Sneas, you know. And that's 7 years of Tov. Hashem rips it up in a second.
Are they like making any kind of jokes like
that? I get nervous about it. I don't try to do it. Don't even go that way. It's not right. It's not right.
We got to get the deeper.
It's not right. Well, that means a general low plug about that, guys. There's a lot of it can be funny and other things. But you don't make fun of people. You don't make fun of the United States. Okay, let's go to Mr. Buru. Here we go. Kuf Samaches, another Mechaber, Sifyut Beis, different Simon. Let's go, guys. Kuf Samaches, Sifyut Beis. You ready? Now, we learned, but we didn't learn the Halacha L'maaseh. What happens if you have bread that's saturated with wine? Take a piece of bread and you saturate it with wine. Okay, what's the din? Says in Mechaber, Kuf Samaches Sifyut Beis, that if you have bread that's soaked with wine, and the Mechaber says red wine, because white wine, it doesn't lose its shape of being bread, because it's white. But if it's red wine, it destroys it. So what's the bracha you say on this? Bereim name is Onos. And you say Alamichia. You hear that? Yeah, we're talking about where it's crumbs or prusos was not a kazayas. You really got it. You know what reminds me a little bit of that Reb David what? Reb David Mitz. Remember that, Tysus? You remember everything, Sam. What taf was it? You know when you make the milkshake? You know it gets so white? What taf was it? Lamed Zayin and Beis? The Tysus there. Reb David Mitz. Remember he said he used to drink it before shear to, you know, get him strong? You don't remember that? The milkshake. When you make the milkshake, Reb David Mitz. Tysus. Tyson of David Mimins. Remember to wake him up?
Oh, yeah.
Kiva, you remember that, yeah? Oh, you remember that? What was it? Lamed Zayin?
Yeah.
What, you guys a chazer too? You got a chazer everything, yeah. Chenai Yogar of David Mimins, Lamed Zayin base. The love and Peru and my Malilik. He used to eat it at night. Kedalach Mashach. He used to make it up at night. That'd be redder in the morning, remember? Below Birkas of Bashachar. So he'd be ready for the shear. Below Birkas of Motz. It was like his coffee. Below Birkas of Mazon. So Lacher, Kedish Yisazik Roshu, the Falagin Ha'amachim. You want not Lamed Zayin Beis? Does the Maskam Morava? So the mice, I don't. It's kind of like that, but this is your saturated with red wine. What's the din? Say a brei minim zonos. It says the Mishnah Brura Sifkat and Samachay. Get it down, Shmuel. He says like this. He says you say mizonos as opposed to a motzi. What about brei per guffin though? You saturated the bread with wine. What do you do? So he says like this. He says in his opinion, he believes that the ikker is the what? The ikker is the pas. And the wine is to what? The wine is to sweeten the eating. So the wine becomes tofel, and you only say what? You only say brei min mazonos on the what? You only say brei min mazonos on the pas. And that's when you soak bread also with pas kisnin in wine, or you do it in brandy. The same halacha exists, okay? Kosher can if you have a piece of a kezias, or you put it in white wine, lamaisa. If you put it in white wine, right, you say a bracha v'motzi, even on a prushim and kezias. Because the white wine, it retains the shem lechem, retains the form of being bread if you do it with white wine. With red wine, it already messes it up. You can't see that it's bread anymore, okay?
So with white wine, is...
White wine, if it's a kezias, lamaisa, it's going to be a motzi, a lachal amaisa. Even if it's not a kezias, it's going to be a motzi. But he says this concept of bremen imizonos on the pasuk, it's saturated with the red wine in a strong way. But what happens if you do like this? Please get that down. That's talking about what? When you have kavana to eat this bread as bread, even though it's saturated with wine. What happens if you have kavana to eat both? Bread and wine. What do you say to that? What happens if you come on and eat the bread and the wine? What do you say? Please get it down. He says you want to eat and drink at the same time. So you know what he says? You need two brachas. You need a brei pri hagaven and the wine. Yes?
What comes first?
So he says like this. I don't like the fact that you really should need two brachas. So he says take a little bit of wine separately. Say a brei pri hagaven on that. And then say the bracha on the what? On the pasta sharui. Because you really want the bread and the wine. You know what I mean? But the wine is not really on itself. It's saturated. So take a little bit of separate wine in a cup, say a gavan on that, and then you say what? Then you say mazonos on the bread. That's if you want to do both. Okay, now what happens? What's the third permutation left?
You want the bread but not the wine?
No, the first one's you wanted the bread, second one's you want the bread and the wine. What's the third one? You only want the wine. What happens if you only want the wine? The problem is it's saturated in the bread. So what do you do? What do you do in that case?
Squeeze the bread.
The pas becomes tougher than the wine, and all you do is say a brei pri hagaven. Amazing.
Oh,
yes. That's what he says. That's what he says. Mugging of rum. Yes. Amazing. Now get this clear. Then he says like this. A lot of guys, I don't know if you guys do this, they dip their cookies in the coffee, cake and coffee. You ever seen people do that? So Mr. Brewer has this. He says, what happens when the people dip pasav avkistin in the coffee? What do you do? Now there, obviously, you want both. Yes. So what does he say? He thinks you should say mizonos on the what? On the cake first, right? I'm sorry. Before you say mizonos on the cake, you should say a shak on the what? On the coffee. Drink a little bit of it, and then what? Then dip the mizonos in there, and you can what? And you can say mizonos on that. Okay? Now it's better, he thinks, to even say a mizonos on the pasakis without dipping it. And then, you listen to this? Again, the best thing is, first thing he says is what? Say a what? Say a shahako, my son, the what? And the coffee, drink a little bit, and then what? And then it's what? And then you can what? Dip in the mizonos and say mizonos. But it's better to just say mizonos on the ruglach itself without dipping it in, and then on a little bit of a cube of sugar, say shahako on the sugar, right? And therefore that'll motzi what? The coffee. Yeah, because you see, you start dipping it in the coffee, you start saying, do you really want to drink the coffee? Maybe you just want to dip it in the mizonos. So you know what you do? First you do what? Say a mizonos on the separate what? Rugelach before dipping it. Then say a shahak on the cube of sugar. And that'll have in mind the shahak. And therefore you're fine. You follow what I'm saying? Because if you say a shahak on the coffee, do you really want the coffee? Coffee's just being used as dip. You follow me? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So get it down. So the upshot of Mishnah Berurah is what your kavan is. On bread saturated in wine, what is what? Red wine. What does the Machaber say? Mizonos, correct? And Brach Achsman Sholosh, yes? That's if it has less than a kezias. Yes? What happens if you dip it in to white wine? It retains its shame bread, it's a motzi. Correct? What happens if you dip it in and you only want it for the bread, not the wine? Do you say a bread oven? No. Let's say you want both. You really should say both brachas, but what you should do is what? We say a little bit of the brei pri hagaven, and then wash. I mean, and then you can say what? Then you can say mizonos on the bread. What happens if you only want the wine? You only say brei pri hagaven. So that brings us to the coffee. The coffee, one second, what do you do with the coffee? What do you do with the coffee, alach lamaisa? You want both. So maybe you should say a what? Say a shak on the coffee, drink a little bit, and then dunk it in, and say a mizonos on the rugel. But maybe it's better to what? Just say the regular straight up mizonos. Then say a shak on the sugar, and that goes on the coffee. Halacha lemaisa. And therefore, that's the best bet to do it. Yes, go ahead, Shmuel, go ahead.
Which brachas or bracha do you make if you're dipping, if you want to drink for the wine and you're dipping it in white wine?
Do you want the white wine?
Yes.
I would say in that case you need to say a motzi and a brit per gofen.
Motzi first, if it's Shabbos.
You would say a motzi first, but I would suggest not to do that. Remember what I would say, take a bottle of wine, white wine, say a gofen on that, and then wash and say a motzi. Correct. That's what I would say. Okay. Let's get to the Shartzian here in Sifkot and Samach Aleph. Get it down. Shartzian, Sifkot and Samach Aleph. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, who said that what? The Magen Avraham said, if you want both, you got to say a bracha on both. Lanias Daiti, this is the Shartzian, the Holy Chavetz Chaim, says, he says he's not sure the Magen Avraham's right. Because all the poskim, Taisir, Vinyona, the Rosh say, forget about it. If you dip, if you saturate bread and wine, you don't need a bracha on the wine. Even if you're going as a boat, the pas is the ikker. And the Magen Avraham himself in Sifkot and Tedvav is mashmal like that. The Magen Avraham himself is mashmal like this. It's amazing. Yeah, the Magen Avraham in Sifkot and Tedvav is mashmal like this. He says, you look at Nora Zeruah, he quoted Ibatiko Dibri Olas Tom, and Shikoshan Kenig and Magen Avraham. He says, Sarachin Ladina. He says, this Magen Avraham, Lamaisa, there's two Magen Avrahams. The Magen Avraham seems to say, in one place he said, you need a brach on both. And here, in another place, he says the bracha is the ikker. Yes? So what's going on here? There was an earlier Magen Avraham that says pas is the ikker. It's a stir Magen Avraham. Listen to this. He says, I also found in the Magen Avraham in Reshut Beis, a third Magen Avraham. Get it down. Reshut Beis Sifkon Gimel. That it's Muchuk Behedja, that even if you have Kavanah for both, I don't care. Pas is the ikker. So you have two Magen Avrahams against a third one. So Mr. Breuer quotes the Magen Avraham, the Adina Brach on both. Two other Magen Avraham say, pass in the ikker. The Balatanya says like that. The Balatanya says you only say Brahman and Mizonos. So he says, Lamaisa, Bavarei Dvarav Novim Nidibri Magen Avraham, Malkin, Atakti Rakta Nochel Lechachil Lassos Kamosh Kosh Magen Avraham Betchila. He says, I just said Lechachila. We should follow the Magen Avraham and get out of it that maybe you need both prophets. So that's why I was just writing up here. He says, I want you to fulfill the sheep of the Magen Avraham Lechatchila, who says the one Magen Avraham that you say a bracha on both. But the truth is, the Magen Avraham in two other places, you have nothing to worry about. Pass the
Lechatchila, the potential to make a bracha, what's
called? Yeah, Lechatchila, he says, you should create a scenario, you should say both brachas. Correct. No. Eat the rugelach straight up. Eat the rugelach straight up, and then say the shaka on the sugar. Not this Magen Avraham says it's not a mice. This Magen Avraham says it's not because you have both brachas. So that's why, because you're asking good. It's not a bracha levatal. You're asking good, Akiva. You're saying, is that a bracha levatal? It's really two as opposed to one. You're saying, is it a bracha shein and tzricha? He's saying, no. This Magen Avraham, you're saying, why would Mishra Brua care about this Magen Avraham so much to say two brachas? Don't say the two brachas. Because the answer is, if you really want the bread and wine, maybe you're not doing the right thing by not saying two brachas. You follow me? Maybe you're not doing the right thing by saying not saying two brachas. If you want the bread and wine, you should say what? You should say both. Okay, you got me? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. What'd you say? He's asking good. You say, why would you want to go like this, Magen Avraham? Say two, just say one bracha, because maybe really, in reality, you should say both brachas.
It still feels like if you say two, that you could have gone to.
I understand those two other Magen Avrahams would say that. But from this Magen Avraham, the perspective is that, in fact, pas is not the ikar. You want to have both. I understand. You're saying, why don't you say Sever Pas Lahaka? You're asking good. You're asking good, Akiva and Asher. Mr. Bruce says, the reason why I presented this here, because they want to go Lechachila. Why Lechachila? You guys are saying Sever Pas Lahaka. Don't do it. I'll tell you why. Because the only thing that Pas met its match with is what? Wine. The rye is that what Braver Governor said in the middle of a meal, right? Pas doesn't cover it. You're not doing it. Come on, in the middle of shit, come on. What'd you say?
It's
in the
taste of my father.
Oh, yeah, keep it out of your father would be the first person on the planet Earth to tell you, how could you do such a thing? You would be the first guy, no? You agree? You can wait. You can wait. There's no need to do it. There's no need to. One of the Talmidim wanted to speak to me about a shidduch. He said, I don't like to do it during Seder or in the lunch or prepare about 3:15. He needs it now. I said, wait. If it's such a decision, you can't make a decision like that about getting married like this. You know what I mean? And I help a person. I can't make the decision for, but it's not something like that. You don't need to text them back. I'm saying, call Shekin about something that's more important, biggest decision in life. You know, you have to relax about it. Haphazard. Have him a tune in bedin. I guess he wants to talk about the shidduch. You know, he wants to talk about the shidduch. Anyways, I don't make the. I speak it out with the guy. I don't make it. You can't make the decision for the person. You have to try to help the person. So you must be the stodim. You must be the stodim. You know what I mean? The stodim. Different approaches. Okay, so I think wine what I was saying is that wine met its match, bread met its match with wine. That's why I don't think it's a brachah l'tala. If you want both the bread and wine, you can't just stomp say, you know, I'll just say pasa zikr. Who says that's true? Who says that's true? Wine, when it's on its own, is not beaten by bread, is it? Stands alone. So when it comes together, make a taste. Even though the two other mug and rum say not that way. Okay, excellent, guys. All right. This leads us to the following, okay? Lamaisa. Maybe we should start the next sugya a little bit, or we should see something more. You know what? We'll start the next sugya on Sunday. Let's start the new sugya on Sunday. There's a few nekudas that I wanted to mention that I don't think I mentioned. Did I, in the previous sugya, there's two nekudas I wanted to get, and then we got to get to Chumash. Three nekudas that I never mentioned. When we did the sugya on Lamed Tesim and Beis about holding the bread, remember I said Laktu, he held two, he held both loaves and he cut one? Did I mention then from this Rosh Beitz that why did he cut one and not the other?
No, we didn't.
I did not mention that. Write this down. You know why he wanted to say it? It's Lezecher that it didn't rot. What happened to the mun that was not eaten, was left outside? What happened to the mun that was not eaten, was left outside? It would rot. It's Nosar. What's Nosar? What's no sir of Buster Corbin? You can't leave it over in the morning, you gotta burn it. Also, the mun you can't leave over. That was a nace that it didn't rot over Friday night. I don't think I said that. That's what Rosh Beit says. You hold both loaves.
What is this on?
On the Gemara, all the way back, on Lamed Tesim Beis, before the Mechina.
Yeah.
But I never mentioned in Shir, I don't think.
Why we hold both loaves?
No, why we held both, correct, and only cut one. Why did he only cut one and not the other one? Whose Shita was that? You remember? Who was that? Reb Zeira? No, it wasn't Reb Zeira. Who was the one who's locked through both and then only cut one? Oh, it was Ravashi. No, Ravashi saw Rav Kahana, Nukit Tardia Batsachada. So what I'm saying to you is, why did he held both? Locked through, Rashi says. Locked through means he held both. Yes, Rashi and Shabbos. But why did he only cut one? Because the other one he wanted to show didn't rot. A lot of people don't realize that. That's why I wanted to tell you, Rashi says. Part of the nation of the Mun was what? We got double portion on Friday, but it didn't rot. Because usually it rotted during the week if you left it over. Because Hashem said, don't leave it over. Remember that? So lack of a moon would be talking. You know, people would have not a moon to be talking. They want to keep it for the next day. It would rot. But this highlight, they only cut one, he left the other to show that what? That it was an ace, that it didn't rot. You understand what I'm saying? That was one nekuda. The other nekuda is the following, which I wanted you to get. Let's get it. And then on Sunday, we'll start the next season. Hard sugya. You gotta go tackle it slow. I want everyone here at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Sunday morning, Mishim. Sunday morning, Mishim. Sunday morning, Mishim. Okay, you ready? Even 9 a.m. I don't care if you're working. You come back late. Please. No, I'm serious. Even if you're working in Brooklyn, you can come back late. You'll be all right. Shem protects you. Shem protects you from anything that happens because you're doing it for mitzvahs. Okay? Unless it's Shchir Chazeke. Is it Sabbath Shchir Chazeke? I hope not. No? Shchir Chazeke. Morning, Pesach. Morning, it's a Shluchim Mitzvah in a Nizukim. If you're a shliach for a mitzvah, you won't be damaged. The Gemara is an exception. Shliach hazeke. If it's commonplace, if there's damage. Right, that's a good kasha. And the Gemara says he went up shliach haken for kibur aveim and he died. He became an apikiris, no? Yeah. So you're saying how could it have happened? How could he have fallen off, you mean?
No, I'm saying the Gemara answer. Yeah,
so Al Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzarfach Shavu L'Maisa.
No,
but I'm saying, why don't you say Shluch Mitzvah? Why don't you say Shluch Mitzvah? So I want to say it's dangerous. That's the answer. Climbing a tree is not simple in those days. Okay? Maybe in these days also not simple. Okay, you got this? All right, now listen to this.
Don't think about it.
There was a guy who was killed in the many years ago, I think it was your age. They were doing work in Belfort. One of the workers fell off and died. Off a scaffold, yeah. Come on, it's long. It's very dangerous, the trees. Gemara used that example of working for parnasa. Gemara says there are people that take parnasa so seriously, sometimes they do endanger their lives. Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. Next year, Blinana, I'll show you Blinana. Gemara in the end of Bava Metzia says it. Okay, now let's get this. I never was masber to you guys about the Seder of the Peiris in the Psukim about Eretz. Why does it say Eretz twice? Shmuel. Why does it say Eretz twice?
We were not masber by why
it says Eretz twice. Why does it say Eretz twice? So I want you to get. Why does it say Eretz twice? Why do you think it says Eretz twice? Lamaisa, what do you think the Hezber for that is? Okay? So I want you to get this. Why does Hashem have to write it twice? Just write the whole list. You got this? Please get it down. Come on, this is all the part of the Torah. Let's get it down. You, Sam, you got this? The Rav Yoh says like this. Hilchos Brachos Siman Kuf Tet Zayin. Says amazing. I want you to know something. He says, if Chita and Zayas were written Rishonim La'aretz, we would not know which one's better than the other. If Seor and Tmeim were written second La'aretz, we would not know which one is better. So Hashem in His ultimate Chachma, yes, turns out we have two Aratzas. Yes? It comes out Chita or Zayas, Seora, Tamar, Anav, Tena, Rimon. Yes? That's what he wants to tie them. Okay? We would think that what? If he didn't have the Eretz written like that, we would teach that there's no adivus of one on the other. We would think Chita and Zayas are Nechtan Rishon La'aretz. Gam Chita and Gam Zayas Nechtan Rishon La'aretz. Kedei Lulame, that there's not what? There's not adivus of one on the other. So you got that? It's a very interesting din.
That's a negative.
No, the Rav Yoh is saying, why didn't he have enough to write Aretz once? And then write Lafi the Seder of the Cheshivas. Because the Rav Yoh says it's wrong. Because there's a tie between what? Chit and Zayas. And that's what he wanted to teach. That's a big Chiddush.
That's not
what we hold. You're right. But he writes, the level is like this. Chit or Zayas, number one. Two, Sora or Tamar. Three, Anav. Four, Tena. Five, Rimon. And that's what the Yad David says. That's a big Chiddush. Tosfos says not that way. Tosfos arguing on the Rav Yoh. Didn't Tosfos say the first Eretz beats out the first one, the second Eretz? Yes, he didn't say it was a tie. Get that down. Tosfos cholik on the Rav Yoh. Okay? He was chozer bo himself. Yad David was chozer bo himself because of Tosfos. Okay. But at least get that down, the Rav Yoh. Number two, Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid. Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid says, the Torah didn't want to write Zayas between Chita and Sora. Why? Because I wanted to show you that Chit and Sora are one brand together. They're both types of Zroim. That's the second answer. Okay? That's why it said two. That's why Hashem has two Eretzes. He wants to show that Chit and Sora are very similar. So if you had Zayas and Metunim, it would separate them. The Panimiris would deflect that answer. Panimiris gives a third answer. The Torah doubled Eretz to teach that Sora is the Shnia to the first Eretz. It's Shavu B'chashivis to Zayas, which is Rishon La'aretz Shnia. You follow me? If you're a second one, no, I don't think we said that. No, we said that according to Rashi, Kaslach. The second one, the first one to the second arts is equal to the second one of the first arts. Kaslach brought that up. No, it's not. Tais did not say that.
The
Slach was comedy within Rashi. No, the Slach was within Rashi, we said. And maybe Rashi would be chilek on the Taisis. Taisis says beferish, whichever is close to the first Eretz, first and the second one, the first Eretz is the second after that. Okay? So the Seder Chashiv is according to Panimiris is what? Chita? You with me on this? Chita, Sora or Zayas? Actually, it's a tie, he says. Tamar? Taisis says the second Taisis. What's the Seder Chashiv is according to Panimiris, Sam? Chita? Number two is Sora or Zayas is a tie? Tamar, Anav, Tina, Tain of Rimo. Fine. And then there's a last answer. Who's the last answer? The Tzlach. What's the Tzlach's answer? Listen to this. It's amazing. You know why Hashem wrote Aretz twice? To teach you there is a Cheshivas. Because if the Torah didn't write two Aratzas, you know what it would think? You know what you would think? That the Torah says do whatever you want. Don't take it seriously, the order, if there's one Aretz. The fact that it wrote two shows that there is a priority. Hashem wanted to show us that. If there wasn't one, if there was one, it was only one Aretz, it wouldn't show us anything. Maybe the Torah is not Machmed. The Torah can't put one word on another. Obviously, one word's got to be written after another. Can't write them all. Hashem can do whatever he wants, but for us, Can't write one word on top of another word. So maybe there is no Seder. You follow what I'm saying? It's a beautiful Chiddush. So what are the four answers to this kasha? Why did Hashem write arts twice? Sam, let's get this down. What are the four what? What are the four answers to why Hashem wrote arts twice? This is a great shot, Lamais. If you had to say Chumash first. Number one, let's add Hashir and Lamdus and Chumash. What's the Rav Yal say? Because if Chita and Sayas were written Rishonim Aretz, you wouldn't know which is what? Which one is better, Lamais? I'm sorry. Gam Chita v'am Sorah nechtam Rishon Aretz, you would kedei l'lamish and divas echa chavero and Sorah tomorrow. To say there's no right. There's no you'd say that there's no in order to teach us that Chita and Sayas are nechtav and Rishonim arts to each respective arts to show that what? One is not better than the other. So what's the Seder according to him? Chita or Zayas is a tie. Two is Sora, Tomer is a tie. And then three is Anav, Tena, Rimon. And that's the way it goes. You got it? Fine. That's what the Yad David said. That's against Tysus. Because Tysus said what? Whoever's first the first arts beats out first the second arts. So therefore Yad David was Chozobo. Okay. Who's the second terrorist? Rabbi Yudah Chassid. What does he say? We want Chit and Sora to be together. We don't want Zayas in the middle. So therefore, we want to show that both meanings rhyme. Third terrence, Panamiris. What's the Panamiris tell me? That the Sora's a Shnei Larts or Rishona is equal to the Zayas. Yes? And therefore his Seder is Chita wins. What's number two? Sora or Zayas is a tie. Three, Tamar, Anav, Taina, Rimon. And then the last terrence is Slach in the Yad David, who says, well, why does it say twice? To tell me that there's a Chashivus in priority. Because if it just won one arts, maybe we'd say the Torah's not makbid at all in order. Can't the Torah get one right? Hashem could write it whenever he wants, but he can't write for us one way or another. We don't know what it means. So maybe there's no priority. Come on, two arats, just tell me there's priority. Okay, let's close with Chumash. There's two sides to a coin here that I want you to get. I want you to get this. There's a concept of what?